Welcome to Penguin Radio. Afternoon and welcome to What's Shaking with DJ Cheeks. Hi, my name is DJ Cheeks and this is my very first radio show, and I am so happy to be here with you guys, and I'm super nervous, so bear with me. Thank you so much for tuning in. And for my very first radio show, which is this one, as I just said, I'm going to give you guys a preview of what my other radio shows are going to look like. So today, I actually have an outline, so it's going to be very choreographed because I came very prepared. So I would tell you my name, but I'm not allowed to. But DJ Cheeks is what you can call me, I guess. A little background of who I am. I am a student athlete here at Dominican. I am a communications major with a communications and mass media major with a concentration in public marketing and a minor in leadership. I'm also a student athlete, as I just mentioned, with basketball being my sport of choice. Keeping the streak going at Dominican, I am also on the Senate board here at Dominican. For the second year in a row, this time I'm the junior class representative. So you might be wondering, what's Cheeky and the very provocative ad? What is this show all about? Why should you tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. for an hour? Well, You know, this is actually, I'm just going to freeball this because this notes, I'm not really digging it. I'm actually taking this very, very seriously, and this is actually I'm very nervous right now. I can't believe I'm actually this nervous, but I'm very happy to be here, and my show is going to be about gossip and athletics, and it's not just about Dominican gossip. It's about, like, what's going on in the media, and I'm going to share my perspective on it. And future shows to come, I'm going to have a lot of guests. They're going to be discussing ideas with me, and there's going to be a lot of arguments, and it's just an in-depth conversation about things that matter to me as a person and things that I feel like people should know. So right now I'm going to take my very first break. I'm going to call this one a nervous break because I think I just need to catch my breath real quick. And before I go on my break, I'm going to tell you guys what I did this weekend. I went to Beyonce this weekend with two of my current teammates and one of my former teammates, Licka, Nat, and Jesse. And going into the commercial, I'm going to play all Beyonce because I love Beyonce. And so my very first break, stay tuned right here on radio.dominican.edu as you listen to Freedom by Beyonce. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to What's Shaking with DJ Cheeks.
That was really loud. I'm sorry.
Welcome back to What's Shaking with DJ Cheeks. So, if you were just joining us, thank you for tuning in. This is DJ Cheeks, and you're listening to What's Shaking here on radio.dominican.edu. And if you're just tuning in, also, this is my very first radio show, so bear with me. So right now, what we're going to talk about is a topic that's been really hot in the media, and it's Colin Kaepernick. He has been taking a knee during the national anthem, and I'm going to tell you my perspective on this. I'm in complete support of this decision because I feel like he is taking a stance for the injustice of black people and people of color. And I feel like all the backlash he's getting is absolutely ridiculous because, actually, I'm going to call this segment the Just In. This football player on the Eagles, if I'm quoting correctly, this football player, he's black, and he took a knee also. First, let me explain to you what Colin Kaepernick is doing, for those of you who don't know. Colin Kaepernick is taking a knee to draw awareness to the injustice of black people. And he's asking for other athletes to do the same. And so, an Eagles player took a knee during the national anthem of their football game. And he has lost every single endorsement he has. And in my opinion, that is absolutely ridiculous. I don't understand how people are getting offended over people trying to draw awareness to black people losing their lives instead of the cops who are shooting these innocent black lives. Like, just yesterday, there was just another shooting of an innocent black guy. The police officer claimed the victim refused to cooperate or whatever her reason was. This female police officer shot this guy and claimed he was trying to attack her. Video proof shows otherwise, and this is just absolutely ridiculous. I am scared for my, if you are black, if you're color, I'm scared for my little brother, my cousins, my older brother. Like, it's ridiculous. I don't think people understand until they put themselves in our feet. Sorry, I need to turn my volume up. Okay, can you guys hear me now? I think you can. Okay, so as I was just saying, I was talking about the injustice of black lives and how we get how we are portrayed as the bad ones for doing absolutely nothing and how we have nobody to run to. Like Meek Mill said in his song, who are you to call when the cops are the ones shooting us? So who do we run to? Like, there's nobody for us to go to. We're just on our own. And it's ridiculous. And so, going under that, under the racism thing still, one of my favorite things to read is this social media Instagram page called The Shade Room. I read them on a regular basis, and this is Baller Alert. I read them on a regular basis, and I'm gonna read to you what they had to say about that. In quotes, this is straight from their article. It says, Colin Kaepernick refused to stand during the national anthem in an effort to protest the mistreatment of people of color, an intentional protest by a man tired of witnessing injustice against his people. I am not going to stand up to show pride in a flag for a country that oppresses black people and people of color, Kaepernick said. To me, this is bigger than football, and it would be selfish on my part to look the other way. There are bodies in the street and people getting paid leave and getting away with murder. So let me stop right there. These police officers are shooting innocent black lives, and they're getting paid leave. Like, here, take a break, go on a vacation, and just, we'll still pay you. Like, this is ridiculous. And so I see a problem with that, and I'm gonna have some people calling in to tell me what they think of this, and I'm gonna put them on live. I'm gonna have my very first call-ins. I think my professor said I could do this, so regardless, I'm gonna have call-ins because this is my show. But yes, it's absolutely ridiculous, and I feel something needs to be done. Draw awareness so the justice system can be fixed. Like, this is not okay. And going under that too, I could actually, on Thursday, this is something exciting everybody needs to know about. On Thursday, I don't know if you guys know about this, but I'll inform you. There's a guy who raped a girl. This is, you guys, I'm going to explain to you what white privilege is. White privilege is when people that are not of color, sorry, I don't want to like sound racist, people that are not of color get away with things like rape. Like, this guy, Brock Turner, raped a girl, and he got only 3 months in jail, whereas people are getting locked up for 15 years for selling drugs, or I don't know, not having a busted tail, like getting killed, and this guy's getting 3 months in jail. So on Thursday, something exciting happening is Brock, the judge who sentenced Brock Turner to 3 months, is getting, I forget the word, but I'm going to that because it's right here in Petaluma, and I'm gonna go to that. I'm gonna go to that, and I'm really, really excited because I want to know what his intentions behind that was. Like, was he, like, he must be aware of, right? Like, what is the reason behind that? I want to know what his thoughts were. Like, is that okay? When I get there, of course, I will have feedback for you on my next show. But for right now, I've talked a lot, so I'm gonna take my next break. And just so you know, you're listening to DJ Cheeks here on radio.dominican.edu.
They don't love you like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you. Back up, they don't love you like I love you. Step down, they don't love you like I love you. Can't you see there's no other man above you? What a wicked way to treat the girl that loves you. Oh love, they don't love you like I love you. Oh down, they don't love you like I love you. Something don't feel right, because it ain't right, especially coming up after midnight. I smell your secrets, and I'm not too perfect to ever feel this worthless. How did it come down to this? Scrolling through your call list. I don't wanna lose my pride, but I'ma fuck me up a bitch. Know that I kept it sexy, and know I kept it fun. There's something that I'm missing, maybe my head for one. What's worst, looking jealous or crazy? Jealous or crazy? Or like being walked all over lately? Walked all over lately, I'd rather be crazy. Hold up, they don't love you like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you. Back up, they don't love you like I love you. Step down, they don't love you like I love you. Can't you see there's no other man above you? What a wicked way to treat the girl that loves you. Hold up, they don't love you like I love you. slow down, they don't love you like I love you. Let's imagine for a moment that you never made a name for yourself, a master wealth, they had you labeled as a king. Never made it out the cage, still out there moving in them streets. Never had the baddest woman in the game up in your sheets. Would they be down to ride now? They used to hide from you, lie to you, but y'all know we were made for each other. So I find you and hold you down. Missing, say, hold up, they don't love you like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you. Back up, they don't love you like I love you. Step down, they don't love you like I love you. Can't you see there's no other man above you? What a wicked way to treat the girl that loves you. Hold up, they don't love you like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you. It's such a shame you let this good love go to waste. I always keep the top tier, 5-star, sexy loving in the car, like make that wood, like make that wood, holly like a boulevard. What's worse, looking jealous or crazy, jealous and crazy, or like being walked all over lately, walked all over lately. I'd rather be crazy. Hold up, they don't love you like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you. Back up, they don't love you like I love you. Step down, they don't love you like I love you. Can't you see there's no other man above you? What a wicked way to treat the girl that loves you. Hold up, they don't love you like I love you. Hold down.
All right, welcome back to What's Shaking with DJ Cheeks. It's your girl, DJ Cheeks here. All right, now I'm going to keep, if you're just joining, thank you for tuning in. This is DJ Cheeks here on radio.dominican.edu, and I'm going to be continuing my topic on white privilege and I just have a great article to share with you guys. So Corey Beatty was 19 years old. He's a standout football player at Vanderbilt. He raped an unconscious woman. Sorry, one second. We're having some little technical difficulties here. Turn this up a little bit. Okay, so let me read this straight for you guys. This is from the New York Daily News. It's a very reasonable source. The evidence including security cameras and showing the unconscious woman being carried into a dorm room and cell phone photos and videos of the sexual assault was clear. Corey Beatty sexually assaulted the woman. In April, a jury found Beatty guilty of 3 felony counts, including aggravated rape and 2 counts of aggravated sexual battery. He was immediately remanded into custody and must serve a mandatory minimum sentence of 15 to 25 years in prison. What Beatty did was reprehensible. The judge treated his crime as such. That's what makes the case of Brock Turner, a 19-year-old standout swimmer at Stanford who raped an unconscious woman, all the from infinity. Okay, let me just explain to you why I read you that. Because here is an outstanding football player. I have another article to just prove to you, because I don't know what this was. I don't think that's what I was looking for. The first article I just read to you, the 19-year-old who raped, he had to serve a mandatory 15 to 25 years. That's what you get when you rape someone and change their lives for good. So here is young swimmer. First, they introduce him as Brock Turner, the Stanford swimmer. Why can't he be Brock Turner, the rapist? Because that's exactly what he is, a rapist. He raped someone, but oh, just because he is so good at swimming, he goes to Stanford, we're going to put his times out and not mention how he's a rapist. So the 19-year-old Corey did a mandatory 15-25 years. Here's another guy, Samuel M. Simpson. He was a football player. He was falsely accused of raping a girl. She falsely claimed he raped her, and his life was changed forever. He did 10 years in jail, locked up for an action he did not commit. 10 years. While this, how do I say this without sounding racist? But this white boy named Brock Turner there's evidence. I think he even pled guilty. The female came forward crying her life is changed forever. He only gets 3 months, and he was let out early on good behavior. Now, if you don't understand what white privilege is, let me explain to you again. It is when you get treated better because of your color. Because nobody gave Samuel a chance to explain himself, and nobody believed him. But here is a confirmed rapist, Brock, and he's getting less time because of his color. Now, that's what I call white privilege. That's exactly the meaning of white privilege. And staying on that topic, oh, I just want to give a shout out to my mom for tuning in. Hey, mom. Okay, that's just ridiculous to me. Absolutely ridiculous. And that's just going off the same thing. The guy who just got shot yesterday, I don't know why I can't pull up his name right now. I just read that. Oh, sorry, it's Terrence Crutcher. For absolutely no reason. Like, I wish I could show you guys the video, but I could only tell you. I can only explain it to you. And it's just ridiculous. And I really, really need... I'm going to play you this video of DL Hughley because it is amazing. And just listen real quick if this loads. It is amazing. It's really, really amazing. The Wi-Fi is acting up. Okay, here it goes.
Tim Whitlock, to Ray Lewis, to Rodney Harrison, who was so upset about Colin Kaepernick not standing up. I wish all of them were just as upset about Terrence Crutcher getting shot down as they are about Colin Kaepernick not standing up. I wish they were just as upset about that. Because as I recall, that's how this whole shit started. All the people from Jerry Rice to Jason.
Yeah, just right there. You guys heard the deal. People are so pissed about Colin Kaepernick taking a knee. Like, he shouldn't do that. He's getting paid. Why are you taking a knee for all this? Why are you taking a knee for a country that made you what you are? Why are you doing this and that? But here is an innocent guy on video getting shot. And everybody that was dissing Colin Kaepernick is silent. Because there's nothing to be said now. It's like, okay, where are you guys at? Everybody that was bashing on him, don't take a knee. You're getting paid. You're a Niner, this and that. And where were you when this guy was getting shot and you were saying nothing? But all of a sudden, oh, I'm taking a knee during football. Like, I don't understand people's perspective. I don't understand why people make a big deal out of things that don't matter. And when things that do matter, they switch up. It's like everyone needs to get their priorities right. When an innocent life is getting shot, it's not the same as a freaking football game. When somebody's taking a knee to draw awareness, those are two different things. Everybody wants to talk when Kaepernick is taking a knee, but when something as important as an innocent life getting taken, they're all quiet. His endorsements are getting taken away for absolutely no reason. Like, it's ridiculous. Okay, I'm gonna hop on another break, but thank you so much for tuning in on radio.dominican.edu. This is DJ Cheeks.
Whispering, I pray you catch me listening.
right, welcome back. That was actually one of my favorite songs on Beyonce's album, Lemonade. That was Sorry, one of my very favorite. But if you're just tuning in, thank you for tuning in with DJ Cheeks here at radio.dominican.edu. And today we're talking about white privilege and Black Lives Matter altogether, my opinion. But okay, so right now I have for you guys, if you guys watch Empire, it's a hit show, and I have what Jussie Smollett, I definitely said his name wrong, but he is the main character, he's Hakeem's brother, his name just skipped my mind. But this is what he posted, because this is one of the people who actually speak forward about Black Lives Matter and how important it is, because it is a huge issue. So this is what he said regarding the life that was just, the innocent black life that was just lost yesterday. He said, "Good morning, America. In case they're still wondering why we say hashtag Black Lives Matter, damn. How I wish that the outrage from a man taking a knee during a song would match the outrage of another life being ripped from under us. How I wish that you would love this country enough to actually not acknowledge what's wrong with it and help fix it. How I wish that the truly good people would show their faces. How I wish that the men and women in uniform who actually are good and are here to protect and serve would stand up and acknowledge these executions. Is this what you want to represent? Your firm of officers? I believe deep down inside my heart that the majority of people are profoundly good. God, I just wish you would all show up and prove it. Hashtag Terrence Crutcher." And that is really a powerful post. Like, I really love to acknowledge people who speak forward, who use their platform to speak on matters that, on topics that actually matter. And I'm not meaning to bash the Kardashians or anything, but for people who love black culture and what black people stand for, they could once in a while speak on things like this. Once again, I'm not trying to be a hater or anything, but half the Kardashians are dating black men and they can't come forward and speak about Black Lives Matter, but they can do okay, let me not put my... I'm gonna save that for another show. You know, today we're sticking to Black Lives Matter and white privilege. And DJ Gaines is here. Shout out to DJ Gaines. She's next. Okay. I'm gonna hit you with another artist who is speaking forward on Terrence Crutcher, because this is a problem. This is something that needs to be acknowledged. It's not okay. We are all humans. There's that one song that I actually would have to play, but it's going to have to be next time, because today it's all Beyonce. But I really need all you to really listen to DL Hughley, because he really knows what he's talking about. And here I have again, if you guys watch How to Get Away with Murder, if you watched Suicide Squad, which is a show, which is a movie that was just out, released over summer. I actually saw that. Viola Davis is one of the main actresses on, she is the main actress on How to Get Away with Murder. And she put up a picture of MLK with the quote saying, "Justice denied anywhere diminishes justice everywhere." And I really love that picture right there. She really is a great representative of black women everywhere. Her speech during the Oscars, when she won the very first Oscar, that was amazing. That moved me. I wish I could play that for you guys, because that was one of the best speeches ever. Okay, now I have one from Trey Songz. And if you guys are wondering why she keep reading these to us, it's because my show is focused around not just gossip, but in-depth gossip. I want to talk about things that people don't usually talk about. Things you wouldn't think to, like, oh God, what am I going to say? Things I want you to know. This is what's shaking in the media. So I'm gonna inform you guys. So this is what Trey Songz said. "Now let all the racists come forward and say that racism doesn't exist. Those who will make a reason for why this man was shot and killed. F you. Can you not see why we shout Black Lives Matter? Can you not see why Colin Kaepernick says F your national anthem? A bomber, literally a terrorist, shoots it out with the cops and is safely detained. Yet this unarmed black man is shot down like so many others. If you don't see the problem, you are the problem. Pray for my people. I really love that. And speaking on that, I need you guys to listen to the third stanza of the national, of the anthem, which I will play for you guys after my next commercial, which is not coming up for another 3 to 5 minutes. But I will play you guys the third stanza of the national anthem. It is something to listen to. You will really listen to how racist that is. And I feel like after I play that for you, you will understand. You might take a knee next time, whether you're black, white, anything. Like, this is just us trying to draw awareness. Why? Okay, me and the little homie here, Zoe, we could be sitting here and I could be doing my radio show and somebody walks in and she's totally fine and my life could be totally be in danger, but that's just because I'm black and she's not. Like, that's the type of thing. Like, it's not just, it could be anything. It could be anyone. Like, my being of color, my life is in danger. And it's just not fair. I can't call 911 because they're the ones endangering me. So that's the point. That's what we're trying. When we say Black Lives Matter, that's what we're trying to draw awareness from. We want a change. We want to make a change. And because this is my show, I can say, if you're thinking of voting for Donald Trump, you can tune out of my radio show right now. Because I am not for that whatsoever. Okay. I'm going to show you guys. I'm going to... Oh, this just in. Just in. This just in. A Belmont University student was being racist towards the... I want to say... Those are Seahawk players with their fist up. But he said, peace, this Belmont University student said, piece of S-H-I-T, N-word. Every one of them needs a damn bullet in their head. If you don't like this country, get the hell out. This is what a student from Belmont University put on his Snapchat, which is a form of social media. He took a picture of the screen of three black football players who took a stance, who took a knee and put their fist up to draw awareness. And he put that on his Snapchat, and this is Belmont University just released a statement. They said, the good news is this kid got expelled. This is just how powerful this movement is. And I would just like to say that is a huge statement from Belmont University. I support them for that. It said, this morning we were made aware of a racist social media post by a freshman at Belmont. We reject comments rooted in a racism or whatever this is. This is not free speech. This is hate speech. The university is investigating and will take immediate action. As a Christian institution, it is our goal to build a diverse and inclusive community. Where all members feel accepted, safe, and valued. Update. After investigating a racist social media post that surfaced earlier today, we can report that the person involved is no longer a student at Belmont. The university rejects comments rooted in a racism. He got expelled. They're just repeating themselves. And this just in, shout out to little Kate. She's texting me this. It says, a U of A boy was arrested for wearing a Black Lives Matter shirt with an X through it, which I just think is amazing. Like, that is just amazing. And I want to give a shout out to my, you know, on the side. This is what me and my teammate do for fun. We were rappers. And I want to give a shout out to our producer, PB No J, Bailey Upperman. I don't know if I'm allowed to say your name, but Pibino J is her name. Shout out, Bailey. So right now we're going to take probably one of her, I think I have two more breaks to take, but I'm gonna take one of them right now, and I'm gonna play you "Sorry" by Beyonce. Once that song's over, I'll be right back. So stay tuned here on radio.dominican.edu. Welcome back. This is DJ Cheeks, and you're listening to What's Shaking here on radio.dominican.edu. Thank you. If you're just tuning in, thank you for tuning in. And if you've been with me for this hour, I appreciate you a lot. Thank you. Today we're discussing white privilege, and we were discussing Black Lives Matter and how important it is to show awareness to this. And also, I want to apologize. I guess the song during the break had a curse word in it. Sorry about that. But as I told you guys, I'm going to play you the third stanza of the national anthem. And it's just really something that people don't listen to it. Let me just give you an understanding. The third stanza literally celebrates the murder of African Americans. And you be the judge. I'm going to play this for you right now. Let us listen to this. Let's listen.
Where is that band who so vauntingly swore that the havoc of war and the battle's confusion?
Sorry, one second. There is a commercial on the video I'm trying to play, but yes, it literally celebrates. It's this, the words go, no refugee could save the hireling and the slave from the terror of flight or the gloom of the grave, and the star-spangled banner in triumph don't wave or the land of the free and the home of the brave. I mean, I give it to them. They had a nice little rhythm going there. They were rhyming or whatever, but that is literally racist. It's, there's no other way to put it. It's, okay, it's playing right now. It's finally working. Let me turn this up for you guys. Okay, I don't know what's going on with this thing, but it's tripping. But I pretty much already read you what it said. It is racist. And next time you listen to, I listen to the national anthem before my games, before like the volleyball games when I attend, the soccer games. Like, it's really, I am moved to take a knee. I actually was planning on it. And I absolutely see nothing wrong with that, because it's crazy how if I take any, I should get in trouble, because I am speaking on something that's very important and very valuable to my life and something I have a strong belief in. Like, it's really ridiculous. Me saying nothing is the same as me doing nothing. Like, means I don't care. It means I judge and I value people who actually speak up. Speak up. I really want you guys to listen to this third stanza, but this, if you guys ever wondered why they don't play the third stanza, because it's just it goes, and then, like, when you listen to the national anthem, it's like, oh, say, can you see the some, and there's a little break there, and the some, like, it's because it's racist, like. Okay, I will have to get into an in-depth. There, here's a good piano. Okay, I found a good one for you guys. The Star-Spangled Banner was written by Francis Scott Key on September 14, 1814, after witnessing the bomb. Some became the national anthem. Okay, I'm gonna take my very last break. But before I do, I wanna make sure you guys understand. I wanna play it for you guys, but it's not even letting me. Like, they must have gotten rid of it on the internet, because I literally just had it set up. But you guys need to listen to that. It's way beyond the Kaepernick situation. It's, after you listen to it, I want somebody to hold my hand when we take a knee together during the next national anthem. that's how much this means to me. Okay, on my very final break, I'm not gonna play the national anthem for you. I'm gonna play my very final Beyonce song that I'm gonna leave you guys with before I go on my long stretch home. But I'm gonna take that break in 2 minutes. So just to make sure you guys understand, let me give you a brief summary of what I've discussed so far. We've discussed the Brock Turner, the racist rapist. I don't know if he's racist, but he was the perfect example of white privilege. He's a white rapist. And on Thursday, a reminder, on Thursday, I'm going to go to the judge's sentence and to see what is going to happen to the judge, if he's going to get the throne or whatever is going to happen. But I will have a follow-up with you guys next week. Now, upcoming on my other shows, I'm going to have guests. I'm going to have call-ins. We're going all out on this. This is DJ Cheeks, and thank you for tuning in to find out what's shaking here on radio.dominican.edu.
Around the corner, 7 misleading statements about my persona, 6 headlights waving in my direction, 5-0 asking me what's in my possession. Yeah, I keep running, jumping the aqua, that's fire hydrous and hazard. The smoke alarms on the back of us, but mama don't cry for me, ride for me, try for me, live for me, breathe for me, sing for me, honestly guiding me. I can be more than I gotta be, stole from me, lied to me, nation hypocrisy, gold on me, driving me wicked. My spirit inspired me like, yeah, open correctional gates in high desert. Yeah, open our mind as we cast away oppression. Open the streets and watch our beliefs. And when they call my name inside the concrete, I pray it forever reads.
Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Yeah, freedom, cut me loose. Yeah.
Welcome back to What's Shaking with DJ Cheeks here on radio.dominican.edu. So if you're just joining us, you're a little late, but thanks for tuning in. Now we've been talking about white privilege all show, and these are my final minutes with you guys, and I want to thank you so much for tuning in. It's been one heck of a show. Say it in curse. It's been one heck of a show, and I want to thank all my listeners, my coaches, my teammates, my friends, my mom. I want to thank all of you. And, oh, Taylor wanted a shout out. Shout out to Taylor. Okay, so I'm going to give you guys a summary, and I'm going to give you a quote to think about for next Tuesday, 1 to 2 p.m. So before my quote, the summary is, keep in mind that Black Lives Matter, because that's really important. You guys hear it's like, okay, huh, Black Lives, like, it's serious. It's really important. Like, I just have my, I wouldn't say he's a little homie because he's not little. Josh is here, and he's like, he's a tall. DJ Duncan is here, and he's a tall white male, and his life is. Would not be as dangerous. Like, even if I was walking with DJ Duncan, my life is to be more as dangerous because my skin color is black. So what I want to leave you guys with is the understanding that because of my skin color and skin color of people of color, because our color is black, because our skin colors are black, our lives are in danger and we have nobody to call. We cannot call 911 because 911 is who is killing us. That's what I want to leave you guys with. And I want to give a special thank you to everyone who tuned in. My time with you guys is up. And the quote I want to leave you guys with today is by Tim Wise. It goes, "The irony of American history is the tendency of good white Americans to presume racial innocence. Ignorance of how we are shaped racially in the first sign of privilege. In other words, it is a privilege to ignore the consequences of race in America." Thank you and have a great time. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is DJ Cheeks and I'm clocking out, and have a great time. Thank you so much for tuning in. Goodbye.